This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top Republicans are hoping that President Trump will support the bipartisan deal aimed at avoiding another government shutdown, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Top GOP negotiator Richard Shelby says he knows the president's unhappy. So is he.
I wanted more. The president wants more.
But Shelby says with a divided Congress, the deal is what it is. Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell says, all told, the president did just fine.
I think he's got a pretty good deal here.
With some money for border barriers, though not as much as the president wanted. Still, McConnell says it's a positive step.
I hope he'll decide to sign it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top U.S. military commander in South Korea told a Senate hearing Tuesday that North Korea's nuclear and other military capabilities remain unchanged and still pose a threat to the United States and its allies. General Robert Abrams, head of the U.S. Forces Korea, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that little to no verifiable change has occurred in North Korea's military capabilities, despite Pyongyang's public statements about denuclearization. Comments underscore the stalled diplomacy between the U.S. and North Korea since President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un agreed last June in Singapore to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Trump and Kim are set to hold a second summit in Vietnam later this month. U.S. officials have said they expect significant and verifiable progress there. President Trump says he is willing to let the deadline for hiking tariffs on Chinese imports slide if a deal is close. U.S. tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods are set to jump from 10 to 25% on March 1st unless both sides work out a trade deal. The Trump administration imposed still stiff tariffs on Chinese goods in response to what it said was China's unfair practices. This is VOA News.